So this section number one, is about relationship dynamics. And the first thing Zoe and I want to say to you is that every relationship, and we mean every relationship, is really like a mixed marriage. And we used to think of mixed marriages as like racially mixed, right? Having somebody that's African-American with somebody that's white. But it's not true. See, every relationship is a mixed relationship because your culture, the family that you grew up in, mm-hmm. created a certain culture, a certain way of looking at the world, a certain way of thinking about love, certain way of thinking about relationships and how we deal with conflict. And that's going to be very different
right.
than your partner's.
Yeah, yeah. And I always point out the fact that in many homes, right, there's this narrative of what doesn't work, you should get away from.
Yes.
So what happens is, you know, conflict resolution skills are being formed or misformed depending on what's in the toolbox of that family. You see?
That's right.
So a lot of times, what's so crazy is, man, if you've come from a family who's used to contempt, okay, I don't want to deal with this. I'm going to walk away from this. Well, that's the type of person you're dating and or marrying. They've never seen a problem through to fruition. They've never seen the full circle. And I always, you know, kind of inform people, if you're going to be in a family, make sure that your kids see your mistakes, but also see the resolution to the mistakes, because now they have a full circle experience. Most families, we walk away from it. If it's an issue, if it's a problem, if it's uncomfortable, we walk away.
Which is so true. See, this is what I've seen in my 40 years of clinical practice. The number one way people deal with issues is to avoid them.
Oh, God.
And that's so unfortunate, because all that avoidance does is it exacerbates, it makes things worse, right? Exacerbates the problem.
Yeah.
But in our culture, though, we are so afraid of pain, man. We like have a pain phobia.
Yeah. And again, a challenge is a ladder. I always tell people, challenge is the conduit to growth. Challenge is a ladder. Now, you can either climb the challenge and thus be elevated by the challenge, or you can submit to the challenge and then miss the lesson that the challenge represents.
I just really listen to what he just said to you. I mean, take a minute and visualize that,
yeah.
that ladder. And it's ladder. So true, man,
yeah.
that it you can go one or two ways on all this stuff. And that's one of the things we want to help people do. When you have trouble, we want you to unpack the lesson in it.
Yes.
Because there is a lesson in every single bit of trouble that's created in your life.
Yeah.
And as we're going to talk about when we get into the next section about growing together in love, that trouble doesn't mean something's wrong in a relationship. It really is pointing to your next step in your own personal growth.
It's amazing. You have to see pain as opportunity.
No, it's so true. And listen, you know, I'm a psychologist, so I study all this stuff about what is a healthy relationship. That is a characteristic of a healthy relationship. When pain happens, it's embraced. They don't run away from it.
Right.
They say, let's lean into this, sometimes gently. I'm not saying you got to lean into it hard.
Don't rush in.
But lean into it and don't run away from it. Because if you